It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
It might surprise you to know that it is not unusual for an airplane to get struck by lightning. You might also find it interesting that a lightning strike of an airplane is usually no big deal, that there's usually no damage when a plane is hit by lightning. Just the same, Delta Airlines pilots were taking no chances yesterday with the more than 160 lives entrusted to their care on a flight from Milwaukee. That flight, en route to Atlanta, made an unscheduled stop at Chattanooga, Tennessee. After the pilot reported his aircraft may have been hit by lightning, the landing took place without incident. Scientific American, by the way, reports it's been 52 years since a commercial aircraft crash in the United States was blamed on lightning. This airline email came across in my phone at just after 1:30 this morning that my Southwest flight in a little more than 2 weeks from now, has already been canceled. The message read, "We're sorry things didn't work out this time." Southwest didn't explain that they've been canceling a bunch of flights, as they've been taking unusually large numbers of aircraft out of service over the past week. Southwest is dealing with a number of mechanical issues. They've ordered an all-hands-on-deck staffing policy for their mechanics. By the way, I think they took about 40 planes out of service yesterday for the mechanical issues, twice as many as usual. The plane I was on last night, Indianapolis to Chicago, was not one of those. It had been in service only 8 days. Brand spanking new airplane. From This Week in Agribusiness, Commodity Classic, the big ag event bringing together grain producers, is next week in Orlando. Attendance expected to be very good, despite the challenged farm economy. The association business meetings kick it all off a week from today. You had to know the lawyers were waiting on this to file suit on behalf of that Covington, Kentucky high school student at the center of the social media wildfire that erupted last month during the March for Life in Washington. That was where teenager Nicholas Sandman was seen face-to-face with a Native American. He was wearing that Make America Great Again cap. Nicholas's attorneys are seeking $250 million from the Washington Post. They accuse the paper of practicing what they call a modern-day form of McCarthyism. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.